Here he is, Oscar Wilde's O'Flaherty Wilde, in Merrion Square, Dublin, looking at his house in a characteristically impish, ironic pose, posing with a posy, is it? Like they say he used to walk along Piccadilly with a lily in his hand. Piccadilly, that very she street in Londinium. Look how long his hair was, sometimes down to his shoulders, and he was lofty himself, about 6'4". So when Stephen Fry played him in that 1997 biopic Wilde, he was born to be Wilde, the year this statue was erected here by Danny Osborne. I remember being told Dubliners used to call it the queer on the square or the fag on the crag, queer being Dublin's pronunciation of queer, but I don't think it was meant unaffectionately back then. So, and some bon mot by him. So he's born in 1854, son of Sir William Wilde, the royal physician in Ireland. So when members of the royal family came here, he had to care for them. Very, very successful surgeon. Some quotations from him. Being natural is simply a poor, and I can't read the rest of it. Unfortunately, the handwriting is so bad, sometimes it's just illegible. Beauty has as many meanings as man has moods. All art is what's once surface and symbol and so forth. So some of his best known poeticisms, aphorisms and witticisms. Okay? For example, thought is not catching. Nothing that is worth knowing can be taught. So he went to Portora Royal School in County Fermanagh and then Trinity College Dublin at 17, graduating onto Magdalen College Oxford for a second degree, mostly classics. Yeah, your work of art ever puts journal views, something views. Like, is it infernal views? Lying, the telling of beautiful something things, is the proper aim of art. Beautiful untrue things, that's it. He said about, popular fiction, because the good end well and the bad end badly. You have set yourself to music, okay. To reveal and yet conceal the artist is art's aim. And so it goes on. And so some more quotations from him. I drink to keep body and soul apart, or as he said, work is the curse of the drinking classes and so forth. Okay, cynic is a man who knows the price of everything and the value of nothing. One of his best known utterances, but often slightly misquoted. And so it goes on, things from the importance of being earnest. Only dull people are brilliant at breakfast. Most people are other people, how forced they are. So I've been to his grave in Paris as well. Okay. And then so over here, that was one of his childhood homes. He lived somewhere else. He had his brother, William, slightly younger, a journalist. And he married, was it Constance Lloyd, after their after his imprisonment, changed the name to Holland. She had exclusive custody of the two boys, one of whom was killed in the First World War. One of whom lived on. His son, Merlin Holland, born 1946. Oscar Wilde's grandson is Merlin Holland, a publisher. Great-grandson went to Magdalen College, Oxford, stayed in his great-grandfather's room. So in 1875, Oscar Wilde went up to Magdalen College, Oxford, and that is owned by the American College in Dublin. Never been in. It used to be open to the public. So here we are on one of Dublin's most exclusive squares. So grew up upper middle class. His grandfather being a Church of Ireland clergyman in the west of Ireland and so forth. His father being apprenticed to a doctor. They learned medicine really through apprenticeship rather than going to the university as such. A distinguished surgeon with many children as mistresses. As they say, he earned a fortune with his knife and lost it with his fork and his crotch. He had two daughters by one of his lovers, but one of them died when her dress caught fire at home, sitting too close to the fireplace. No fire safety in those days, or fire retardant chemicals. I'm not sure if he knew his half-siblings, Oscar Wilde. So yes, I mean, he was homosexual, but was he more bisexual and so on? Did his wife know about his dalliances? And he was brought to grief by his relationship with Bosie, Lord Alfred Douglas, later Lord Drumlanrig, one of the sons of the Marquess of Queensbury, the bloke who wrote the rules of boxing. So then that's why Lord Queensbury left that note, Oscar Wilde's club, for him, posing as a sodomite. Yeah, he misspelt sodomite. Oscar Wilde's ill-judged libel action collapsed when the defence found a lot of people willing to testify. They'd got into bed, men got into bed with Oscar Wilde, later prosecuted for his gross indecency, and the 3 years hard labour was manifestly insufficient, said the judge. And when released, as a typical Briton, he went to France when he was in sexual disgrace. And I say Britisher advisedly, he was a British writer, because of course Southern Ireland was part of the United Kingdom at the time, being Irish and British are entirely compatible. The soul of man under socialism did actually have political views. It wasn't just, a dilettante. he did ponder deep philosophical matters, but wanted to set himself up as a professor of aesthetics, as he said, because being a clergyman was one of the obvious things to do. Over a quarter of Oxford graduates did that, but he was far too louche, had far too controversial a reputation for that to be possible. Okay, that's enough about Oscar Wilde, and there is his childhood home. Toodaloo.